This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Combining forces over the final weekend of Sydney's Mardi Gras parade with 4 days celebrating 40 years of equality from protest to pride, including a live broadcast of the parade. The Informer's Dean Arcuri was one of the co-hosts of the live parade broadcast, and he spoke with the rest of the team in the van, Lisa Daniel, Dee Mason, Benjamin Norris, how they felt about being part of the broadcast and the importance of being part of the 40th celebration.
So, Ben, what was your very first Mardi Gras like?
Well, I don't really remember it. It was my 29th birthday present from my friends, and they made me come. I didn't want to come to Mardi Gras. And I arrived, I had one drink at the hotel, and that was the last memory I had. Actually, no, do you know what? The only memory I have is of Natalie Bassingthwaite performing Super Sensual at the after party at 5 in the morning.
So you had an interesting time that year.
Yeah, I'd had a really good time.
You've actually been in the parade, haven't you?
Three times.
Who have you been with?
So the first time I was here was for Big Brother. So, like, I was a part of a Channel 9 float with Dave Campbell and a few others. The second time I did it was with Marriage Equality Australia. And the third time I was the Holden ambassador for the year. So I got to be on one of those Holden cars, which they're doing again this year.
Yes, this year they have Joy's Not My Cup of Tea team hanging on the back of a Holden.
Well, I loved the experience last year, and I just think Mitchell is amazing. And I think a lot of people recognise him. So he'll be a great face for Joy to be on the back of a van.
So what is it like being in the parade?
It's surreal. As most people would know and they'd believe that I like a bit of attention, but I got very anxious before it started the first time. And then as soon as it started, I would go as far as saying it's the most overwhelmed that I've ever been in my life, but in a good way. And I can even compare that to winning Big Brother or doing other shows. Something about the culture of being a part of this community, being responded to by the type of people that come and support the LGBTI community, is majestic and it's satisfying.
So you're a part of the team of Joy who are going live tonight.
Scared.
For the broadcast.
Yes.
Are you excited about that?
I'm so excited. I mean, obviously I get to work with you and we've known each other for 20 years. But I love Dee and I love Lisa, and I think it's just going to be a really great experience. We're goggle boxing Mardi Gras. How hard can it be?
Well, this is your first Mardi Gras, isn't it?
Mate, I am a virgin, proud, paid up virgin of this here festival. So the 40th Mardi Gras is my very first. I'm actually quite, I don't know whether to be nervous and excited, can't wait, just can't wait for it to start.
Well, it's really interesting. You're experiencing it for the very first time, the parade, and you're experiencing it from a little van. Watching it on a screen.
Well, at least we have a window, though, so we can see people's heads as they go past over the hedge. But at least, look, it's going to be so, I don't really know what to expect, and you're used to this.
I'm a veteran.
So you're just going to guide me through. But I might faint from excitement or wee myself.
So you've been doing quite a lot of research, learning about the floats that are going to be going on.
I have. I've got a few favourites in mind that I'm looking forward to seeing.
So. Oh, which ones are your top picks?
Well, Melbourne Marcher Girl's close to my heart because I'm a Melbourne girl and some of my friends are marching. Also, there's another one that a friend's involved in called Ethel Yarwood. Ethel Yarwood's got a long history with Mardi Gras. And what's it called again? Happy Bernardi Gras.
Happy Bernardi Gras is amazing.
Yeah, so I think there's going to be tributes to bridges, bestiality, all sorts of crazy stuff. So I'm so looking forward to it. Yeah.
So what kind of prep have you done to prepare for the parade?
Dean, you know me. I'm a lesbian and I'm an organised woman. So I've bound a document with information in it. And that is a level of prep I've done. But I figure I'm in the bus with yourself, Benjamin Norris, and Lisa Daniel, and I just feel like the vibe that we all get together, we're just going to let it happen. We've got enough knowledge, we've got enough love for each other in the community, and it's just going to happen. It's going to be a bliss out evening.
So when you've been looking at the different floats and everything, I know I've gotten really emotional finding out her, because a lot of people complain about corporate versus community. I mean, one of the beautiful things about it being the 40th year, there's so much pride in the parades, isn't there?
Yeah, I've actually turned the corner on the corporate issue, the argument. I had a really good interview with the kids from ANZ, the Gay ANZ, last week, and they came in and they had a really good discussion about why the corporates are getting involved and why it's important that they embrace their workers who happen to be LGBTIQ and how they really want people to come to work with their their full and genuine selves. So I actually think that the corporates that are really backing up what they're doing, they're not just buying a float space. A lot of these corporates are actually really backing it up with excellent work in the community. But I'm looking forward to seeing what the 78ers are going to do. I love the fact that we've still got, I mean, if you look at over what is 194 floats, we're actually going to have a whole lot of grassroots and community level. You can still get a really good community float. I would also hate to see it become an entirely corporate affair, but I think there's still enough community groups there. I'm disappointed that softball's not represented.
Softball?
Yes.
Are they normally represented?
No. Dan and I were looking through the thing and I said, there's no softball and there's no sailing.
I'm going to leave it at that.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
So how did our live broadcast of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade go? Filled with conversation, celebration and community pride, here's just some of what the night was like here on Joy.
What are you liking about the Yay and Zed float?
Well, I'm loving the headdress. They've got some pretty extravagant head, but they're looking well knackered and they're not yet halfway through the thing. And I think props to the choreographer for giving them some actual moves.
Let them go. They're having the ballad moment of their song.
Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, the evolutionary dinner party.
Yes, it is.
On screen, we're seeing, I just saw a large champagne bottle, which I thought was on sugar cubes, but I think it's supposed to be ice.
Alrighty, just quickly, we want to cross to the street team. We have the guys out there at the moment. Who have you got for us?
We've got an original 78 of you on the street with Mark. How does it feel to be the Mardi Gras tonight?
My heart is pounding. There's about 200 of us 78ers here tonight. We've never had so many march like this, and it's, wow, 40 years. Unbelievable that we're still together. You know, some of us have survived, and what a difference. What a difference it is to 1978.
Another one of your fellow 78ers passed by, and he looked at me with tears in his eyes, and he said, who would have thought, as you walk along today, is it one of the biggest Mardi Gras you've seen?
Absolutely, you know, it's just tremendous to think that this parade really goes out all over the world, and we're very proud of the fact that we can actually send a message, you know, because there's many parts of the world where queer people, let's say queer, but you know who I'm talking about, the whole rainbow group of people, there's parts of the world where they need this positive message, and to think that we've won so many rights in our own country, in Australia, you know, it's just tremendous.
With Alan Joyce, the CEO of Qantas, and wow. I've just watched his little happy face as the Qantas flight goes past. How did it feel, Alan?
It's amazing. Having Cher here and stopping at the Qantas floor was just unbelievable. She came down with Qantas. She thought it was a great experience. She was overjoyed. And what a great reception she got from everybody here in the crowd.
How did you manage to keep that a secret?
It was a bit hard, but we got her here eventually, and I think she's going to perform tonight. But the dreams that were playing Cher were just unbelievable, weren't they? Yeah.
Especially when everyone got the attention on the real Cher, kept giving it their all.
They did. They kept it going and they did a good job. But I have to say, I think we've delayed the parade. It's probably going to take an hour later than it should.
Trans Youth Alliance. Being trans and proud. Now, this is full of nearly 80 teenagers who are all trans teenagers with their friends because they want to have some allies. Why would you want to party alone? What I really love the most about this float is there's also one 10-year-old trans child whose mother really wanted them to be a part of a float where they could see trans people standing with pride. And that just makes my heart sing.
I love nothing more than being able to see different ages when we're talking about the queer community, because it just goes to show that acceptance is being led by their parents in such a brilliant way.
It's not just about the parents, though. What's great about the New South Wales Trans Youth Alliance is it's actually about the kids. They make the decisions for themselves. Trans kids deciding their future for a trans community that they want.
They're cute and all, but they're going to have to work on the curry if they're going to be in the big end of the float. I think this is an unscheduled stop.
This is an unscheduled stop that's going on. We've got Turn Back the Floats, Justice for Refugees.
And they seem to have popped into the parade.
They're not on our list, but it's an important message that we need to remember.
We've got a message, we've got a little bit of curry, just a little foot tap there, but good on them.
Alrighty guys, we are going to cross down to the street team and find out what's going on. What's going on, guys?
Well, guys, we're here to give you the lowdown on what we thought was a protest, but now they've whipped out the choreography, so maybe they're not at all, maybe they're just some good time guys. It is Turn Back the Float, Justice for Refugees, so a very worthy cause. They're handing out some bread, some pink flyers right here. I've just got one
in my hand. Thank you very much.
All the information that they've got there.
Dave the Apprentice has got it to me. He said it's from the Department of Homo Affairs decree that the Liberal Party float an illegal arrival. Okay, so they're protesting against the Liberal float, which is coming up the rear, excuse the pun, behind them.
Well, that is something that everyone has wanted, so it's been commented a lot. Now, we do have the Liberals coming up the rear behind that group. They're the Liberals.
It just never ends.
They make that.
See what they did there?
Yeah.
See what they did there.
I kind of love somewhere deep inside that there was a bit of performance protest happening in front of that float.
Yeah.
I did love that. But this is the Liberal Party and the Young Liberal Movement members. They're supporters of the LGBTIQ community with a number of federal and state members of parliament and local government councillors here tonight.
I've got to say, we're up to float 95 and this is the first real full-on glitter that we've had.
Yeah.
A little bit disappointing, but I'll accept it.
We did get an email that had come in from Summer Jones and it says, can you please give asexuals some much-needed representation? And you know what? We're including everybody.
There is actually some asexual flags coming up in the Pride later on.
There is
some groups that have specifically added the asexual flag into their float because they wanted to make sure it was standing
good,
there with
good
pride.
Good point, Dean, because we're halfway through and the asexuals are
I reckon someone could be pointing out the acronyms we're starting to abbreviate and using, so we will remember to use LGBTIQA+.
It's a tricky one, isn't it? Because we can't rely on what we're given from the organisations and they are particular about which acronyms they use, so yes, but great point.
There's a lot of organisations that just use LGBT stuff, so we don't know.
But we need to raise that awareness, and that's what we're doing here tonight.
And, you know, let's put the call out for an asexual float next year. Come on, guys.
Yeah. And now things get a little bit political. Rainbow Labor is making its way through. Their float has a great mix of PMs, party officials, and older and younger members from around New South Wales,
Australia.
Bill Shorten
on our screens with his lovely wife.
There he is.
Bill Shorten, you know, he has come along and supported this, you know, for many years. So it's great to be able to see him come along and support it on our 40th celebration.
Absolutely.
You know what I've always said? Mama's little baby loves Shorten.
Now I want some shortbread. Because their theme is Heroes for Equality, and everyone's dressed up as superheroes because we all have to work together to fight inequality in Australia.
Lots of age ranges in this float. It's lovely to see. Lots and lots of happy faces smiling. I could be grimacing from holding the banner for so long.
No, I mean, they'd have carpal tunnel by the end of it. This is the 40th anniversary of Mardi Gras.
Mm.
You know, the 78ers have played a huge amount in making this happen. They fought and protested for the rights that we now have today. But there's something that I think is really fantastic about the fact that leading this year's parade is an Indigenous contingent.
Mm. Is it not true, Dean, that there's been an Indigenous representation in every Mardi Gras for the last 40 years?
The last 30. So they've been a part of the parades, but officially 30 years ago, there was a First Nations contingent invited to be a part of Mardi Gras, and they have been there ever since. And what makes their float this year really special is that the First Nations float are doing a tribute back to the very first float that they did back in... Now I'm doing maths.
88.
1988.
88, two fat ladies. Bingo.
Thank you, Dinopedia. Couldn't have done it without you.
That was part of Joy's combined broadcast with SBS Radio of the 40th anniversary of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.